Here from the floor of the National Biodiesel Conference trade show, I am speaking with Drew Harrison, and the company is, did I just say IKA?
ICA.
Okay. And I know you've got a new product on display, and we're always interested in what's new. And so what is it that you're showing off here at this conference?
Well, we are a 100-year-old company, and so we came up with the technology actually with the help of another marine science center. So we had the capability of the manufacturing, the engineering of what they needed to get an end result. So what they needed was a PBR, a photobioreactor, to grow algae. So with that being said, with no experience in the algae department and algae field, we asked them what did they need, what functionality did they need with their equipment. What did they need to achieve? And they told us. So we developed a prototype one, let them run six of them, got their results. They were very good results, and now we have our production model. What we did was we began by asking them what kind of lighting they need. What does the algae need to survive in its vessel? You know, how much CO2 do we need to induce into the tank? What control functions do you need? Do you need to monitor it via Ethernet into a PC program? We've provided software for it. So it's basically an all-in-one unit controlled system to grow algae in a not natural environment. So now we're here with the unit that does everything that's capable of growing algae and getting a very good high cell count of algae or other cells. It doesn't just have to be algae. So it's a small R&D 10-liter fermenting tank, basically with lights for the photosynthesis reactions.
Is that something that you think? I mean, could this be done in larger volumes?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And that's the whole trick to algae is how do you get it from research and development to the commercial stage? Since we do engineer things, if somebody's willing to help us with it, we can make 100 liters. We can do, you know, we're looking at 10 liters here. We can do 500 liters possibly. So right now we're in the beginning phase of it, and it's our newest product. So that will be the next step in our future progress with this unit.
So describe who would be your customer for this. Who do you think is going to have the most interest in wanting to put this into their operation?
Anybody who is looking to harvest algae for biodiesel, nutraceuticals, pharmaceuticals, food.
It's a pretty broad spectrum.
It is a broad spectrum. I mean, you know, people are using algae in cosmetics too. This is an R&D unit to find that bioengineered strain of algae. And, you know, it can be used for other things, I'm sure, not just algae, you know, cells, bacteria.
Well, here at the conference, have you had some reaction, or what kind of reaction have you had from anybody that you've been able to talk to?
As you said earlier, the biggest problem that I'm hearing is the scalability. You know, people are able to grow algae. I mean, that's not a question. People are doing it, and there's a lot of grant money out there to continue this research on how to do it. There's millions and billions of dollars out there for the research to go that way. So. That's kind
but
of.
But as you, I mean, if I understand this though, this gives you, this might be really, in this particular configuration, might be really well designed for the early research side of it, as opposed to somebody that wants to go into mass production.
That's correct. I mean, really, what they're doing, you know, where we've with the Marine Science Center that we designed this with, they're running 10 of these units, looking for that perfect strain to get the perfect lipid out of there that can be converted into biodiesel or for nutraceuticals.
All right. Well, I appreciate it. That's Drew Harris. We're here on the floor of the National Biodiesel Conference trade show, and I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.